they think they want something. But what happens when you take the tribal chief out of this situation? I don't think they're willing. I think everybody's like, oh, the grass is greener. But when they get to the other side, I don't think they're going to feel that way. Mm. So.
Now that we've seen it all play out, let's get to the shit, shall we? Welcome to the TFW podcast. This is That's Freaking Wrestling. And boy, we teased it, but we didn't even know we really teased it, right? The way I was looking at it was, hey, maybe we'll hop on and give an extra show if SmackDown was horrible. SmackDown was not horrible. But holy shit, did we get some reactions that I did not expect on social media Friday night and all day Saturday surrounding Cody Rhodes winning the championship again from Drew McIntyre. This is the best kept secret in wrestling podcast. Gotta say that. Gotta say I'm joined by that beautiful lady over there, Rhodesia. Gotta say I'm your favorite talker out in these wrestling streets, Matt. I gotta say, if you enjoy what we do, hit the follow button, hit all that kind of good stuff, right? And then a lot of times I'll go right into, hey, let's talk some freaking wrestling. I want to switch today up. And I want to do what Cody Rhodes usually does when he starts his promos. And that is, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yo, I thought you was going another way with that. I thought you was going to say he's going to be a crybaby and try to stomp and have a tantrum to get his way.
No.
That's where I thought we were going when you said what Cody does. Come on.
And even if that was the case, we would build to that. I don't believe that. I just think Cody is moving like a top guy. And we'll talk about that here, of course, on this episode. But I didn't want to wait until Wednesday to have this conversation. A lot of anger and hatred surround the finish on SmackDown. I want to get into all of it. But I have so much I want to talk. Rhodesia, I'm going to need your help on this one. I'm going to need you to kind of steer and guide.
You need my help. You should want my help every time.
The conversation where we need to get to and where we should be. Where do you think we should start? This is a special edition. Like I said, I was trying to figure out who's going to hit this thing yesterday, who's hit this thing today, but we got it out today on Monday. And I really wanted to get this out because I wanted to have this conversation and this show before we got another WWE telecast and broadcast. Yeah, mm-hmm. Now, of course, Raw is not SmackDown, right? They'll hit on Cody winning. But I wanted to have this conversation while it was timely and before we got any other context to where people may feel differently about what they saw, positively or negatively. Okay? So, where should we start this thing?
When you first said we need a pod on this, I always envisioned that we had to start literally at what we just saw. So, and then we can work our way backwards. We can fill in the blanks. We can just be like Squirrel from Up and just throw in thoughts and opinions. But we have to just start off with, we now have our Mania. Well, we assume we now have our Mania match. It is a singles match between
Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre?
No.
That's what it was going to be.
It was just going to be.
That's what it was going to be.
That and, but I'll just get to mine. I'll squirrel now. How about that?
Okay.
This backlash, like visceral backlash on the internet of Cody winning. Nobody wanted it to be Cody and Drew. Nobody. So like, are we being forgetful here? This was a necessary evil that needed to happen. Like, of course, like, you know me. I'm not the hugest Cody fan. I respect Cody 100%. But I'm not a huge Cody character fan. Well, I know, and I knew that we can't be getting this at Mania again. If you're talking about the audience fatigue between Roman and Cody 3, what did you expect?
So we started to show off with Big Rome. That was Roman Reigns the weekend of WrestleMania from L.A.
So 40.
No, that was 39, if I'm not mistaken.
39 is when he won.
Correct.
40 is when he dropped.
That was the weekend before. That was, I think, 39. And you heard what he talked about. People think they want basically me to drop title and switch it up, but what's really going to happen?
Yeah.
And we know the internet is the internet. Internet's always going to internet. Mm-hmm. But I would have never thought I would have seen so much hatred and negative thoughts about this finish. I just presumed when we had our conversation on last pod, everybody knew Cody was beating Drew.
Yes, it was a given.
When they announced that match at the end of Chamber on the post show, I assumed everybody just knew what the finish was going to be. And it looks like they didn't. Either that or was like reality set in. That damn, they did it to Drew again. Whatever take you may have had. Mm-hmm. So I see all that. YouTube, it was now is dislike gate. I guess there was information that showed up that allegedly, who knows if the guy was telling the truth or not, said he bought dislikes on the YouTube video. Said he spent $250 for X amount of thousands of dislikes for the YouTube video of Cody Rhodes beating Drew McIntyre and winning the championship. Brother, if you are that deep, it may not be hope for you. If you are buying dislikes for a YouTube video,
you probably need to talk to someone.
Good God, man. God bless you. Okay, but even if you take that out, it doesn't
the guy is somebody involved in WWE.
It's probably Road Dogg. Road Dogg is like, you make me get out of here. I'll show you.
$250 later, 9,000 dislikes.
So even if you take his dislikes out, the dislike to like ratio, the like ratio to the amount of views is vastly underwhelming. Okay, so there is a legit thing to people being upset about this. And then legit, like all weekend for the most part, people were on social media really having a conversation. I played that little clip about Roman because Roman called this a couple years ago where he said, hey, look, you guys say this is what you want, but I think it may be a little different. And I think this goes deep. I made a comment months ago. And I said, I love what Cody and Roman's doing because it feels like they are playing into the fan base, you know, that you're pro Roman or you're pro Cody, right? It's not many people who feel like they're both at the same level or they feel like it's all good between. No, either you are typically a Roman Reigns guy or girl or you're Cody guy or girl.
Yeah, you pick a side.
And I always said that was super smart because one, you're going to pick a side. So when they do work, it adds even more to it. And that still could be happening, of course, right? Still could be some work to this. But if you start really watching, you know, one of my favorite shows back in the day, Rhodesia, I know you know this.
It was on HBO at nighttime.
Yeah,
was. Dry humping.
But that's not what we're talking about right now.
Okay, got it. Just wondering.
It was Pee-wee Herman's Playhouse.
Aww.
And shout out to Pee-wee. Rest in peace, Pee-wee. But Pee-wee would get on and it'd be times where he would do this thing called connect the dots. Connect the dots. La, 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 la. Connect the dots. You ever heard that before?
Sure.
Okay. For anybody who has not heard it, I just want you to hear it because we're going to connect some dots on this show. Okay? This is what Pee-wee used to do a little bit. Good thing you said.
Connect the dots. La, 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 la. Connect the dots. La.
We'll connect some dots on this episode. And we have to paint the full picture.
Sure.
So, you know, you made the comment of we all knew Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes was not a big enough WrestleMania main event. And we all agree. A legit word was that one of the first pitches for WrestleMania when they decided to go with Cody and Drew was to do Cody and Drew Hell in a Cell. Even though we just did three stages of Hell in January when Drew won the title.
And it ended with Hell in a Cell, right?
Still
cage
match.
Okay.
Still cage match.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Still not enough. But what are we doing, right? Still not enough.
Come on.
At all, whatsoever. But for me, it's a situation of, okay, if we look at what we had compared to what we have now, which is Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody outside of your biggest Drew McIntyre fans who think Drew versus Cody is better than Randy versus Cody.
I agree. But I think the major heat, not so about the Cody hate, was just more of the big Drew fans is that dang, Drew got hosed again. And I use the word hosed lightly, but Drew got hosed again. He got hosed again. He's not even going to go into WrestleMania as a champion. So I think that was probably kind of the hate from the Drew side of things.
So then now let's look at how we got here. We got here from Cody Rhodes losing the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yes, it was due to Drew McIntyre interference. We got here with Cody Rhodes losing the Elimination Chamber.
Yep.
Yes, it was due to outside interference.
Mm-hmm.
But is this a situation where is the reason more important than the result?
Yes. I still feel like at this point, at the mercy of 6 weeks, and I guess maybe 10, 12 weeks before, if we're talking about from Royal Rumble, because I think I read somewhere, heard somewhere that they wanted Cody to be in the Rumble and wanted to be in Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. We talked about that on the last show, right?
Okay.
The
boost so I heard it from sales. You. There we go. Yep. I heard it from you.
Boost ticket sales, make sure that he's a draw. So he's in those matches and such.
So with that time being what it is now, what we have left over, the cards we have dealt now, that Drew just, there was nobody to fight Drew. So when you talk about those marquee matches, if you do it in a singles match, there'd have been no other Drew in blank to get it going or get it hot enough for WrestleMania. So again, we had to take the least of two evils. We had to do this. That's why I'm still just so beyond the fact. And I think, like you said, it's just more so that the reality set in. And I don't want to keep going and harping on that. But I still don't get why people didn't know the moment that Cody got screwed both times that we mentioned. Cody got screwed both times. And then they made that match for Friday on SmackDown. Why didn't at that moment you mourn or bitch or go crazy that Drew dropped the title on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning? Why? It was a for sure. Remember how we come on here talking about like three things in life for certain? Death, taxes, and we knew when that match got announced that Cody was going to win. I'm still just can't get past the fact that people were so damn surprised about it. And then what else would you have wanted? I would like to know the people who gave that visceral hate about this. What else would you have wanted on that side? Come Mania. And I know we'll probably get to that, but I just had a double down on that because I'm still just, I don't get it.
I'm surprised, but I get it. I'm not shocked in the least. I'm not shocked in, let me see how to articulate it properly. I can see both sides. I was surprised at the amount of hate that I saw. I'm not surprised about the hate. I just didn't think that type of hatred was out there. This reminded me so much of when Rock came in to try to get him and Roman 2 years ago at WrestleMania. The reaction reminded me so much of that weekend. We get it on TV and we're like, oh, okay. They kind of shoehorned it a little bit. But yeah, we're finally getting the match. We see how Cody looks. Looks like his dog just died. It's like, oh, that's just probably not going over well. And we get on social media.
I got it. I remember
and
now.
It is
now.
A clusterfuck.
See, so Cody been Cody baby and crybaby. See, I forgot all about that since then.
And
that's
I did
3 years ago.
And I didn't. Okay. So when I saw that reaction, and it was the hashtag Cody and all that. Remember, we were like, ooh,
yep,
they're going to have to figure something out. Because I don't think this is going to go away. Mm-hmm. This reaction reminded me so much of that because I really didn't see many people outside of just your diehard Cody fans underneath WWE videos who felt this was the right, who didn't feel a certain type of way of how it went down. Mm. And I think a lot of those people are even looking from a storyline perspective. Yo, this could have been done differently. I think if you ask anybody who was complaining, they would tell you, yes, a Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton match at WrestleMania sounds much better than Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre for the fourth or fifth time.
So why bitch about it?
Because I think it was the way it was done. Because we are told the winner of Royal Rumble gets the main event shot at WrestleMania.
Yep.
We are told the winner of Elimination Chamber is the number one contender to the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So like Rhea Ripley last year didn't win the Rumble.
Got inserted. Yep.
Didn't win the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We see it again with Cody Rhodes. One, now that bastardizes the Rumble and Chamber.
You discredited.
But for me, this whole thing is strictly due what we saw was a game of cat and mouse. So Roman would not get his win back at WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, number three. So now when we bring in the real life perspective, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't think I am wrong. And I just want to play you guys a clip from our show in January where I said the excuse or the reasoning Triple H gave about not running Cody Roman 3 was because of audience fatigue was BS. Now, we didn't get Drew and Cody, but the point still stands. The two matches now involving Cody Rhodes, as of right now, is allegedly Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes and or Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes versus Jacob Fatu. Now, couple thoughts. I think this is the biggest political game being played backstage, possibly even more so than the last two WrestleManias. The one involving Rock, and then they turned to the tag match and what that looked like, et cetera, et cetera. And last year, where we got that cluster of a build with the triple threat because things fell out. This couldn't work. People jockeying for positions and such.
Measuring.
For Triple H to say, running Roman versus Cody for the third time in 4 years and then building to that. So meaning TV's going to be centered around that. Maybe right after the Rumble through WrestleMania would create audience fatigue. But you're telling me Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes could not and maybe won't create audience fatigue. I absolutely call BS on that. I also call BS on the creative team and or Triple H thinking that either one of those two matches that I just named off is remotely close to the anticipation in the match quality and the fallout of what Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes 3 would and should be. And I only wanted to play that because we had talked about that in January, 2 months ago. And I told you, man, that's really fishy. Because the last time we saw Roman, he didn't help Cody Rhodes up at War Games. He helped Punk up, but he didn't help Cody Rhodes up. And said, this last time we tag him. Everything was pointing towards Roman and Cody number three. Roman was getting his win back. Cody is going to and was going to lose that match at WrestleMania. We don't want to do that, though.
And so we'll say,
audience fatigue. Hey, you guys figure out who we is. You guys figure out who we are. Now, Roman didn't get him and Rock. Roman didn't get him and Seth last year, which was going to be the match for Roman Reigns. We got Punk inserted, creative, et cetera, et cetera. And now this year, he doesn't get his win back from Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns goes on Pat McAfee and buries the living shit out of Triple H and the creative team. We talked about that.
Which I think was a little bit of a work, but rooted in pure truth.
Well, it goes back to the video we first played. He talked about y'all had 2 years and we not moving the needle. Man, Nick Khan is a genius. Great guy, but we got to get this creative taken care of.
He never once even said Triple H is nice.
He's got some feelings there.
Yeah.
Okay. They did all of this just so we wouldn't get Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. So then when you look at how this all played out, and Drew's fine, right? I did see some stuff about poor Drew. I don't think it's poor Drew. I think Drew's on board with this for sure. I think Drew got his moment in his home country when he won the title in January on SmackDown. Yeah, he doesn't go in as champion at WrestleMania, but I'm sure even Drew would tell you, yeah, there's not a lot of fire on this feud enough to be a main event match.
Right.
Orton and Cody is. And like I said, this is such a great conversation because I can see both sides of it. You can, on one hand, say they've been telling the story for years. I even said last pod, if you wanted to, you could say, hey, this is, if we didn't know, they could say this was what our number one plan was the entire time. And you would say, okay, it kind of makes sense. I could also then argue, Orton's been looking at the title on Cody's shoulder for the last 2 years and nothing in the last X amount of months would dictate we're going to have this match at WrestleMania. And you could also say, well, that is correct. Also, I just find it extremely fascinating that we're doing all of this and we did all of this just so we wouldn't get to Roman Cody. I think it's super fascinating. I got one more video, too, that I do want to show. This was Roman Reigns talking about after WrestleMania 40, when he dropped the title to Cody, that they did not have a powwow afterwards. Cody had said in an interview they didn't have a powwow. He was hoping to catch up with them. Here is Roman's reaction to them not having that connection point that a lot of times we see in gorilla position after a match.
He was nowhere to be found in gorilla when I got back, and I look forward to when we actually do have that moment and get to see each other. Did you ever have that moment?
No. No,
he said there was no need to.
If
have
you
want to,
if you well, there's no need. But if you want to sit out there and babyface for 4 hours, then I ain't waiting. You know what I mean? Especially at that point. But
would you have waited for him if there wasn't that whole celebration, or like you left, you were going to leave no matter what?
Well, what's waiting? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what kind of time are we talking about here?
Well, there was a lot of celebration.
We got to keep it moving. There's a lot of stuff. Exactly. And there's a lot to be had in that night as well.
Yeah.
I don't live in Philly. So
right.
Like I said, there's some jet fuel to be burnt and I had to go. So, you know what?
Once again, if this is all a work, they're doing a masterful job. I know for 100% fact. I would bet this podcast, it is not 100% work. So it's hard not to intertwine, right? The work and the shoot of this, just the working and the real life feelings of all of this. But I want to just kind of connect those dots a little bit so people who may not know where some of this is coming from. And even if I'm off about the Roman Cody 3, I'm not. Even if I am off on that. Even if I am off on Roman is getting his win back on Cody Rhodes, I'm not. Even I am off on Triple H and Cody saying, hey, nope, this is probably not the time to do that, I'm not. I just wanted to put all that kind of out there because I think it really does bleed into what we saw and see on television in terms of the execution of it all. I personally am not upset at all about Cody Rhodes being champion. I think this is the way to go. I am so much more excited and intrigued to see Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton than I was and I am a triple threat or a fatal four-way If you look at Jacob, if you look at Drew, if you look at Cody, if you look at Randy, right? Any of those combinations outside of what we're getting, and we're going to get Drew versus Jacob one-on-one. That's going to be fun. That's going to be good. So much better than what this was looking like a couple of weeks ago. But with the hate that we saw of Cody winning, and it was a lot of Golden Boy Cody. It was a lot of Triple H's, you know, kind of same thing. Triple H's Golden Boy. Of course, Cody has to win. Of course, Cody has to have the title. Yo, Cody just won another title, or he's got another title reign leading into WrestleMania. So he just got another, you know, tick mark in how many reigns that he had. It was a lot of that kind of stuff. And for me, like, and I'll ask you, Rhodesia, like, is this hate real? Is the Cody Rhodes hate real? Now, I don't expect Cody to get booed out of the building Friday when he comes out with the championship. But when I say real, is like, is this going to continue? Do we see more spattering of boos on television? Do we see more negative comments and conversations around Cody Rhodes on social media? Or does he hit the next town on Friday, cuts his babyface promo, him and Randy do some good business, and we're back to normal the way we were with Cody Rhodes 2-3 weeks ago?
Well, last Monday night or Sunday night, last weekend when I knew Cody was going to win because it was announced, I'm like, I hope whoever town they're in at SmackDown is going to be accepting of Cody winning the championship. And they actually was. They were really happy. He had a great celebration. He even did some extra talking in the ring after the match. So that was my first thing, because I had already the inkling like people was going to shit on it then. But they didn't. So I'm happy for that. Good, good, good. I am surprised, though, that it has taken this long for people to finally turn on Cody. Again, I came from a different place. I was a Roman girl. So at that point, you know, I was going to hate everything about Cody. I hate everything. His eyeballs, his teeth, all of that.
Because they black.
I know, you know what I'm saying? I hate everything about Cody because I was a Roman girl. But he has now reached almost, sorry, not yet. It depends on what happens here at Mania. If Randy does not get number 15 at Mania, Cody would then have hit his Super Cena ledge and he would have jumped over. And then at that point, because he does the same old shit, and he brings up the fact that he's been episodic a couple months ago, you know, so I thought when he said I'm being episodic that he was going to actually have a change. He never actually changed. So that kind of was like a fell flat with me there. But when I see him, he's just so predictable, not stable or stability that a company needs in your big top guy. He's just very predictable. He's patronizing at times when it's just like, there's nothing I can get behind you, because otherwise now you are like Super Cena. You just don't say goofy words like John Cena would say and do goofy animations like John Cena would do. But you are now at that point. And I think that's probably one of the other reasons too, because now we're going to get so much of that. Again, if Cody does not drop at WrestleMania and Randy Orton wins number 15 and go on his thing, then this will happen pretty much immediately. That's why my hope is that this would be, I know you said, have some of the heelish come out in Cody now. I think maybe it should be more so of it kind of starts at Mania. He could hear the rumblings of people booing him. Not everybody booing him, but the rumblings of booing him. Then at Mania, it kind of go full-fledged of him starting being a bad guy. But I'm at a point where Cody is still to me. But I can always respect that if you have that crowd's attention, and if the crowd, the paying audience, says something different, then who am I? You know, he's getting the reactions. Even when they start booing him, he's getting the reactions. But just for me and my fandom and watching wrestling as the top guy of the company, I need just something a little bit different. Just something
you know,
a little bit different.
I think for you, not putting words in your mouth, just listening to you, I think he's stale to you as champion. I don't think he's stale to you.
I think he's stale to me, though. I think he is stale to me.
So then I need you then to say that on the podcast. You haven't said yet you felt like Cody has been
hello,
stale.
We're here.
No, I'm talking about outside of this show. He's like, this is because he's won the championship And now you're saying he's still, I should have heard this from you weeks ago. And I didn't. I just wonder if it is truly he won the championship again. I think if he didn't win the championship,
I don't know
if you're feeling that he's still.
No, because we never really had a lot of time just to devote on Cody. And this episode is about this whole situation right now. When he first came out a couple months ago and had said, I think, or maybe right when they went to the 3-hour show on SmackDown.
No, it was when he dropped the title. It was a week after he dropped the title to Drew, where he came out and said, you know, so I know I could be formulaic and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
And,
which
and
irritated me just from
a
perspective
different.
Of nothing's changed. And I said they were going to do
I'm
this.
Getting at now. Yep.
I said they were going to do this. They were going to tease. Oh, is he going to turn? Is he going to turn? I said on social media this past weekend, all bets are off. If the Cody Rhodes heel turn is on the table for this, I am here for it. I saw a lot of people talking about, and they're kind of right. Hey, as of right now today, March 9th, CM Punk's a babyface. Roman Reigns is a babyface. Randy Orton's a babyface. Cody Rhodes is a babyface. Your two top main events, all four people are baby faces. And we know in wrestling,
CM Punk ain't quite in baby
face. You need typically, I mean, I love face versus face matches. I do. Especially when they're top guys. I enjoy that because for me it's
so,
like, hey, crowd.
Your caveat though is that they're top guys, because we've gone in here before and said that I can't stand a match where you don't know who you're supposed to be.
I'm only talking top guys. I'm only talking top guys. Yeah. Okay. Don't give me heel versus heel or babyface versus babyface. We ain't talking top guys. But they're top guys. I enjoy that because make sure they're still true. Because what I don't like is the heel turn just for the match.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw a lot of on social media this weekend was, this is Orton's opportunity to turn heel. That's when I'd be out. If Randy Orton turns heel.
I would shit on it then even more. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Now I'm out. On the Cody Rhodes sweepstakes for right now. Because in no world should Randy Orton turn heel. Randy Orton is Randy Orton. Randy Orton will RKO Trick Williams, who is a hot heel. Randy Orton will RKO Sami Zayn, which we got to get to Sami Zayn before this show is over, who as of right now is a baby face.
We talk about him Wednesday. Okay. Sami Wednesday.
He is putting in an all-star performance.
And okay, so perfect example. Sami has always been the same character. Sami has always been Sami, but it's different because he shows different views and looks.
Wrinkles,
and he
right?
takes
it's
you,
wrinkles.
He takes you on these emotional roller coasters with him. Whereas Cody, and again, I'm not comparing Cody to Sami. I'm not. I'm just saying just character-wise. You got Cody, and that's why I'm saying that he's still to me. Sorry I haven't said it out loud here. I just didn't want to really Cody bash, but everybody else is Cody bashing. But he is. There's nothing new about him. Nothing. Over the last... over the last year, there's nothing new that has come out of Cody. There's no new, he had that in him. Yeah, I think he had actually, if I can remember correctly, in his last year, one of, I think, maybe his best promos before, because I said like he had some growl in his voice and stuff. Okay, but you got one good promo. And I forgot who it was against.
Oh,
probably against
now
Drew.
You should know Cody now. Talking about one good promo.
Not a good promo.
I like
it. No, Cody's a good promo. But again, it's like if it's status quo. And unfortunately, it's comp, right? People who work in retail, you got to do better than what you did last year. And you could have been killing it last year, but you got to do better than last year. So same thing for Cody. Cody's good on the mic. Cody's good in the ring. He has great matches. You have to get better. Or show wrinkles, the word you use for Sami. You have to show something different. With Roman, Roman wasn't there sometimes, but he had this long $1,300 day reign. But he had things, and he was showing different sides. You saw how he became the tribal chief. But you went on a ride with him. Now, if you hated him, you still went on that ride with him when you hated him.
Roman also elevated everybody that he worked with. And again,
hello.
Right? He did. So this isn't a comparison for me. We can do that all day.
But kind of we can and should. I mean, this is what it's all about. Everything was to avoid Roman Cody 3 at all expenses. We're not going to do Roman Cody 3 at this Mania. And again,
and we know from an opposite perspective, if we did Cody Roman 3, and it's not that I want to see that match. It's not like that's the end all be all for me, because I am very excited for Punk Roman. At Mania, night 2, main event. I'm super excited for that. But for me, the bigger conversation was just, we did all of this to circumvent that match, to circumvent maybe more than just that match, the finish that would have had to happen.
Yep.
And when you listen to Roman talk in both clips, you look at what I said in January, the dots are connected. So now, what are we going to get from Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton in the next 6 weeks?
Oh, I have a squirrel moment. And I heard that question and I'm going to answer that question because I think we can get some very great TV. I mean, I guess that's the whole hope, right? That's the reason why you put the title on Cody and have him in a program of Randy. Ah, dang, I lost it because it was a squirrel. But it was along the lines of, I lost it that quick. Cody Roman. I mean, Cody and Randy. I think because Randy is a tweener to me, I'm always going to call him a tweener. Like you said, Randy's Randy. So can we just say that then? Randy's just Randy. I think he's going to be able to add so much intrigue in this match between the two of them that Randy could possibly... Oh, I remember. Squirrel. Okay, I have to get it off. Roman has shown that he can have a main event match without a title involved. Cody can't. And I think that is eating him up alive because Cody would not have been able to warrant a main event match on the two-night WrestleManias if he wasn't a champion.
That is a great bring up. That is the other thing that I saw a lot was a Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton match at WrestleMania does not need the championship, but it does need the championship if it's going to main event that show.
Exactly.
That's some of the other angst about this is people felt like they only put the belt on Cody to guarantee his main event spot.
Yep. That's exactly how it just came out of my mind. Like, wow, Cody, you can't even hold. And again, I'm saying Cody as a character. Cody, you can't even hold a main event match if you weren't a title holder, the title holder. That's just a fact. Roman can. Roman has.
Does your feelings about the Cody piece right now have to do with how the storylines have been recently on SmackDown? Say if everything was fantastic. Say if the last 2 months was Jacob and Cody. And it is must-see weekly television. Does your stance change?
About me probably being this boisterous about Cody, I probably wouldn't be as boisterous about this about Cody, but I still have always felt this about Cody. Like, in the last year, they said his first year of champion when he won it in 40, I thought was great. I take that back. His chase up to it was phenomenal. Again, some of the best TV that we'll ever see, program we'll ever see in this generation. That first year almost, I thought was a great run from him. And then after that, it was it. It was flat because he's been the same exact character. So to me, the way that I hold Cody in my mind is like, okay, he's just Cody. He's just always going to do the same old every week, whatever. But people love him. So I'm not going to hate on it because evidently he's selling merchandise. He's putting people in the seats. I can't sit up here and crash out on somebody who's doing that kind of stuff. How I feel about it now is just because it's coming to light and it's being exposed. This is just how I feel about Cody. But I just wouldn't have been as boisterous, I think, about it if we weren't here today. But my feelings to him is the same.
So then you feel like the TV is dictating how you feel right now, or it doesn't? Meaning, if the TV was super hot over the last month and a half with him, like, we knew it couldn't have been and shouldn't have been Drew and Cody because there was nothing more to their feud. You dropped the title in January. Anybody who's watching feels like we are off now of this storyline, of this rivalry, and we should be moving on to something else. So my thing was, if he moved on to Jacob and this TV is hot, the way it was for the 2 weeks we really got them feuding leading up to Saturday night's main event, and they had that awesome brawl that never became a match, and then they kind of put a pin on that to pivot back to, you know, the Drew and Cody part of it, do you feel like you would still feel this way?
Yes, I would. The TV was good. I would still feel like Cody's just Cody. In a sense of he's going to, again, be just repetitive. He's going to be the same old, same old. that, I mean, that's what I would probably still feel when it comes to Cody. Would I be there for the program? Yeah, because I've already said before, like, I don't know why people like cheer him. I don't know. I see this about a lot of wrestlers as far as characters. I'm like, I don't know why they still so over in the crowd. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a hater. But what I was about to get to about the buildup, because the question you asked me and I squirreled. So Cody and Randy, I think, is going to be a really great thing because you have even mentioned all this backlash, all the backstory you can bring up. I, though, think Randy is going to carry this, as he should, if he's going to win the championship, because in my mind, he's going to win the championship. He's going to get 15. So in my mind, he should, but I think Randy's actually going to be the one that makes this story, this program, this storyline to us right now be that marquee match on, I guess, WrestleMania night one. I think it's going to all come down to Randy because we already know what we're going to get with Cody. I'll take that back. There was, just over the last 2 weeks, and it could be because who he's going back and forth with, his response to Sammy, like pretty much like, get over yourself, stop being damsel in distress or stop being the woe is you, figure it out. That's like the first time that I saw another side of Cody where I'm like, okay, thank you. You're not just being the same old politician. Like, no, you hit it to him hard. Like, hey, figure yourself out. But other than that, Cody's the same thing.
That's why I do think, not speaking for you, but that's why I do think you would feel differently if TV was better for him. We've talked about his biggest issue as a title holder was they don't have great challengers, you know, and
that's fair too.
Haven't been great him and Sammy, fireworks backstage. I'm not going to forget what I saw with him and Jacob, right? He made a comment on, I forgot what we were watching.
Who was he, Cody?
It may have been his podcast, but he talked about, I was in the ring recently with somebody, and I don't want to say their name, but the chemistry was there. I know for a fact he was talking about Jacob. We know what that looked like and felt like for those couple of weeks. So to me, this isn't a Cody Rhodes issue, and Cody Rhodes is a top guy, right? You still look at all the metrics, et cetera, et cetera. I think there is starting to become some legit fatigue with him being champion. I do think that. So I don't think my question
without
to you was,
evolution,
you know,
without evolution,
is the Cody Rhodes, you know, hate real? Do I think this is a time capsule moment where all of a sudden things get flipped on their head? Maybe, because Randy is so beloved right now that if they don't turn Randy heel, that's going to be interesting to see. But I think all in all, this may just be a blip on the radar for the IWC and social media, and Cody is still going to be quote unquote fine. We saw the same thing when Jay won the Rumble, right? We saw the dislikes on the videos and the IWC saying, okay, well, what happens when the bell rings and all that? But to me, that wasn't real. Jay was Jay and Jay is Jay, right? Jay ain't getting boos on TV.
No.
Everybody's still there when it comes to Yeaton. Everybody's there for his matches. This one just, you started hearing the spattering of boos a little bit when they show Cody now. And for me, I'll just end it with, as I said last week, it feels like this is a great opportunity if it shows itself. Now, we'll talk because I haven't said anything about who I think is going to win at Mania. I'm not giving that up on this show. We can talk about that as the weeks lead up to WrestleMania. But this could be the perfect catalyst reason for us to see that shift in a Cody Rhodes personality. Now, that's all the way heel. If that is a tweener, however you want to look at it, this could be that perfect opportunity to give him the fresh coat of paint that some people think that he needs. But I'm going to assume if they have gone through this much trouble to switch the matches for WrestleMania, they have thought through, hey, what happens if this starts turning, if we don't get the reception we think we wanted to get and we should have, then what do we do? I am going to assume they figured all that out and they've talked that through.
And I will wrap on as far as the Cody feeling. Yes, I think that this is an overreaction. I think I'm overreacting in regards to maybe the hate toward Cody, because has he done anything outside of, I mean, I don't know if he really should have lost the championship. I'm not going to go there. I don't want to die on that hill. I don't even really have a lot of feelings or thoughts on that part. What I would just say is that I knew that this was going to happen once they announced the match. I'm okay with this because he is a top guy. But I am overreacting in that regard. I still think he's stale. And in the moment that if he doesn't drop it to Randy at Mania, that's when I'm going to probably be like, okay, then I'll be a true Cody hater at that point, because then you have now just stuffed him down my throat. And that could be a soundbite there. But I had another squirrel moment, and it took about 20 minutes to get here. And we could talk about it here. We could wait later. But just devaluing the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber, you brought that up. Now, we know Rhea did that last year, too. Now, it could have been any issues between maybe EO and Bianca wasn't strong enough to be a main event and they wanted Rhea in there, whatever. Do you think that he, being Cody, shouldn't get some hate for this? That this is supposed to be your industry, that you're one to carry. There's more than one royal family in wrestling. He's not even talking about the Inouye family or even the McMahon family. If he's supposed to be doing things that better the business, isn't that hurting the business?
You talk about storyline perspective, right?
I'm talking storyline perspective. Yes, yes, because that's how we look at it as fans.
So that's the other part of this where some of that hate is coming from. Is because you are a top guy, you didn't win the Rumble, you didn't win the Chamber, and yet you're still main eventing WrestleMania.
Yeah.
How is that, and why is that possible? And yeah, they tried to protect that, and they did protect it by having Drew continually interfere. Mm-hmm. So then what makes the most sense? Well, the guy that keeps interfering, you got to have a one-on-one match with him. We get all that, but from a wrestling fan perspective, that's not part of the game.
No.
That's not part of the game.
I shouldn't lose my opportunity at the main event if I won Rumble or the Chamber.
Somebody on TikTok left a tremendous comment this past weekend on one of the videos. You know, I kind of summarized it and I say, that's incredible. They'll never do it. But in essence, what it was the winner of the Royal Rumble. He didn't say this, but this is kind of what I took from it. And said, this is what they should do, but they won't do it. Winner of the Royal Rumble, main events one night at WrestleMania. The winner of the Chamber wins the other night. Main events the other night of Chamber. Or WrestleMania, excuse me. That should be what it is. If you win the Royal Rumble, you are guaranteed the last match on one of the nights of WrestleMania. And if you win the Chamber for said belt, you are guaranteed the main event of the other night for WrestleMania. That puts more stake and stakes on the Rumble and Chamber. Once again, they won't do it. And I wouldn't even think, it may not even be fair because of injuries and such. You would have to kind of move what that looks like in terms of the card. But that conversation
and there's four titles, though, at that point.
But the one for the Chamber, right, yeah. Correct. I mean,
you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
men or women.
Then maybe what that looks like is, you do the winner of the Rumble legit main events night one and night two. The women are always going to main event night one. Not to say the women shouldn't be night two, night one or night two, and the men for the Rumble winner. Now we really talking about
it. I can see that
one. Now we really talking about it.
Because Elimination Chamber is your no way out. Then that could be like the first night main event. That's your first night main event. Yeah, but the real stakes is Royal Rumble. That you are main event. You get the final match of the whole weekend.
If you're the winners, and you can do that for night one and night two. Women's men, there you go. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. But that all came about from having a conversation about Cody Rhodes and him having the title and having the main event slot at WrestleMania, and he didn't win either one of them. So I thought that was a good bring up.
I just remember when John Cena inserted himself into the Elimination Chamber last year. That was Elimination Chamber, right? Yeah, because he didn't win the Rumble. And he had made such a big deal. Like, I know, like, this is not right. This isn't fair. But I'm pulling my Trump card here. My whole career, I earned it. Yeah. And to me, I was like, all right, you're right. This is the first time. You've been a yes man your whole time. The whole behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, you've been the yes man. Yep, you deserve it. And that, to me, was so special because he knew that this was like a shortcut to it. And then just to see the Cody thing, and again, I'm bitching and harping on Cody. I wanted Cody to win last Friday on SmackDown. That was a fact. because I didn't want just that singles match. And you know, I don't like three ways matches. So to me, I would probably maybe had still been for it there because of the Jacob element. They did very good with Jacob. When he first came back, remember I told you, like, you got to watch out. Jacob got some mystique. Don't do what he was doing on his way out and all the yada yada means and all that stuff. He stayed. His mystique has still been there for me since he's come back from injury. So I was like, okay, maybe I could do this trip away between the three of them because of the Jacob element. But now that we're here, hell yeah, I would so much rather take the two different matches of Cody, Randy, and then Jacob and Drew than to do a triple way or a fatal four way.
And that's why the reaction is just so intriguing to me. Your reaction on this show, the IWC and the internet's reaction over the last 2 days, because once again, if you were to do a poll, it's probably 90-10. 95-5.
Yeah. We would rather have this.
You'd rather have, right? Yeah. But it's there's something there with Cody. Mm-hmm. Last thing, I called Michael Cole to the table last week about his line during Chamber of, who do you think Roman Reigns would like to fight at WrestleMania? Finn Balor or CM Punk?
He just went on here and went off on Punk.
Joe Tessitore, brother, I got to call you to the carpet for that call on SmackDown and that heavyweight championship match. And this is one of the things that a lot of people, or some people, let me change that. Some people in the industry in broadcasting did not like about Mauro Ranallo. Love Mauro Ranallo. To me, one of the GOATs
love,
this
yep.
thing. Soundtrack of NXT Black and Gold.
Yep.
Right? Is because Mauro would start on 10 from second one of that show, and he's staying on 10 till hour 3 of that show. So some people had an issue with that who was in the business because they say you got to be able to build, especially when you're calling something like, you know, sports or scripted television or whatever that looks like, entertainment. And Justin Tessitore has had legendary calls in boxing. He's him. So this isn't really taken away from him. But he stooged off, if you didn't know, right? It was just, if you didn't know Cody was going to win, he stooged off the finish when Jacob Fatu shows up to take the chair away from Drew McIntyre. And Joe Tessitore says, Jacob Fatu coming in to take the chair away from Drew McIntyre.
Calling an MLB game.
That's what I looked around. Like. I was like, yo, wait. I'm looking outside of the television. I was like, maybe they showed Jacob Fatu already somewhere else. Because showed Jacob Fatu on this television screen.
Yeah.
I need, like, it should have been, oh, Jacob Fatu was here. Yeah. I didn't get none. I was like, okay. Well, and I knew what it was because we still got a couple more minutes left of the match. Right? So we don't want to go really, really high. This is like really inside baseball. My apologies if I'm losing anybody. But we don't want to go really, really high from a commentary perspective right now just to get really, really high again for the pinfall of Cody winning. I got all that. But it was
such a... But if we're calling it as a shoot, you have to show something.
Yeah, it was just such a, like, just thrown in, like, Jacob Fatu coming in with...
To the plate.
Taking, yeah, I was like, oh, boy, we need to be a little better than that. So Tessitore, be better, man. You're great, but be better.
All right. Let me see if I got all my squirrels out. Let me see if I got all my squirrels out about Cody. Yeah, I think I did. I think I got all my Cody out. You suck, Cody. I hope. No, I'm joking.
There you go. I mean, if you're going to go.
I could bring back 2 years ago feeling sore Cody.
Because I see, like, you got a whole lot of built up frustration. I tried to shoot you some, but I'm like, hey, you mean just because of bad creative?
No.
Hell no, I mean bad creative. He sucks. He's always sucked. His mama sucked. I mean, you kind of went a little too hard. So now you're going to come out here next week just to apologize. Because, you know, you don't ever stand on business.
But I did stand on business all the damn time.
Stand on damn business.
But what I would say for Cody is that, again, you're a great character. You just have to get better. I mean, you are your own worst enemy, I guess, in that case. You are only comparing yourself to yourself. And it just sucks that in order for you to have a main event match, you have to have a title in your hand.
Ooh, wow. We're going to close it right there. Ain't no more to be said on that. We'll be back in a few days, man, and break down Raw and
not really.
See what other extra aftermath comes, if anything, from this whole Cody thing. But I'm very interested and intrigued to see it, man. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the type of stuff that WrestleMania season is built upon. Now, granted, a lot of it is backstage stuff, right? But bleeding onto television and things of that nature. But we're here now. Now we're here. We got our match that people have been clamoring for a very long time. They got 6 weeks to execute and see if they can get the people who are feeling the Cody Rhodes fatigue out of that. This is the perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity.
I think they will with Randy. Yep, they will with Randy.
So we out of here, y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. We appreciate it. We see y'all in a few days.